There could be a whole. The Senate Committee on Human Services will come to order.
Pretty fast.
Well, a lot of times we think things are going to be fast, and then they are not. I can't ever think of a time that's happened, though. All right, welcome to our last hearing for this legislative days. It's been kind of a slow time in this committee this time.
You act like you're sad.
No, I just, when we get to the next session, I hope that all of these minutes that have been given back will be remembered in the back of your mind as a credit. All right, so we have one bill today. We have a work session. So we're going to open up a work session on House Bill 4009A. And we had a public hearing on this last week. We discussed amendments that we were drafting. Jamie sent those to you last week. We can have Jamie walk through them, or we can have Senator Knope make a motion. It's entirely up to all of you.
I read through
them. I read through them, but it wasn't part of the discussion, so and I didn't go back to the video to look at it. So if she just recaps, I'll remember the...
Sure. Can you recap for us?
Happy to.
Thank you.
So the Dash 6 amendment is the one that we sent around yesterday that I did not, that I did not talk about on Tuesday. And that's the one that does a couple different things. It requires the tribe to also be notified when a motion is made to reinstate a child's parental rights if that child is involved in the Indian Child Welfare Act. It removes the requirement of the department to notify the ward, which was in the Dash 5 amendment as well. It removes the age restriction for a ward to consent to a parent's parental rights being reinstated. And then it expands considerations that courts have when they're determining the reinstatement of the parental rights. And I can list out what those include if you guys would like. And then it also directs the department to provide appropriate reunification services once a parent's parental rights are reinstated. So that's in summary what it does.
And the language that's deleted essentially makes it very clear, and I want this to be very clear on the record, that we are not going to have a situation where a kid is, you know, moving along, they haven't been adopted, and suddenly they are contacted by a parent saying, I want to have my parental rights reinstated. Will you please initiate this process? By removing the language that we removed, it will always start with the child. Any questions or discussion before we take a motion?
Madam Chair, I move to adopt the Dash 6 amendments dated February 23rd, 2018.
Senator Knope moves to adopt the Dash 6 amendments dated February 23rd, 2018. Is there a discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing none, so ordered, the amendments are adopted.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 4009A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Knope moves House Bill 4009A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing none, so ordered, I will carry it to the floor. Anybody want to do anything else? Okay, I'll close the work session on House Bill 4009A. Thank you, everybody, for coming to our hearing. We're adjourned.